was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Good afternoon, my friends. Well, that'll wake you up real fast. If you were sleeping in the hammock, I guess it's time to rise and shine and face Dr. Sammy, because you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. It's my pleasure to be here today. Today, by the way, friends, is Saturday afternoon, August 18th. And I promise you, we have an exciting show for you today. And we'll continue the program tomorrow evening with continuity. You don't want to miss it. I have some very interesting emails from folks just like you who are feeling their way through controversies and have now discovered the beneficiaries in common payment methods and commercial remedies and strategies. And they found that they are far more potent than the technologies that they have been using in the past, although they are evolutionary as opposed to revolutionary. We'll also have some emails which may expose something you already know, that BIC pales in comparison, all technologies pale in comparison to the power of the Lord in assisting you in achieving the highest possible outcome. The call-in number today, my friends, is 800-313-9443. For those of you who prefer to talk with me live about your problems in the public rather than downloading the program tomorrow or the day after and anonymously listening to some other party avail themselves of the discourse that may develop live on the air. And believe me, some very interesting technology and revelations come forth in these discussions that you've blessed me with on the air. As our discussion of the BIC system continues, as we expand our so-called BIC users manual, as those of you know who have received the email we sent out yesterday, we'll be shifting away from commercial liens, although we'll return to that subject, for focusing on a couple of invaluable public hellfire enforcement strategies that I think are long overdue, namely a discussion of distress warrants and, even if distress warrants fail, how one can proceed as a plaintiff into the admiralty court system to force rogue public officials to prove up under penalty of perjury or simply disappear, get out of our face. Most of you, by now, you've probably received that email, and with it I attached a courtesy copy of an administrative process, which I literally only completed yesterday, and it's a process for petitioning the U.S. trustee to issue those distress warrants when funds that have been placed in a United States court have not been transferred to Treasury per the statutory mandate at 28 U.S.C. 2041. Not that we care about statutory mandates other than using them as leverage for those who find themselves in felonious violation of the same. We'll review that document during the program, and I'd like to also explore how to enforce it as a plaintiff, a discussion we actually began last Sunday night. So if you haven't downloaded last Sunday night's program from the Republic Archives, I suggest you might want to take a few minutes to do that. The Republic Archives are up and running, and the computer problem has been overcome. So we will continue that discussion of plaintiff strategies beginning sometime during the next segment. A couple of announcements, however, first. If you're interested in attending the five-day Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, October 11th to the 15th, we'll discuss that in the next segment as well. And you can, in the meantime, request a registration form at Roberta T.
Your information. It discusses America
Thomas?
In prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The Last Word Monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is our Saturday afternoon edition. My apologies, friends. I stepped on the commercial break, and unfortunately I was unable to hear the lead-in music in my earpiece. We'll try and avoid that problem. We're trying to work the kinks out so we don't unnecessarily duplicate information to you. So I'll have to go back to my last thought. I don't know exactly where we cut off. Let me just say that the courtesy copy that I sent out of the distress warrant administrative process will be reviewed a little bit later in the program. It's something you don't want to miss. It's really an evolution of a process I began back in 2003 and used up through 2004. That was evolutionary to the present BIC process, because we were aware that funds had to be transferred to Treasury, but our enforcement method was to communicate with Treasury, not to jointly list beneficiaries on the payment instrument. So it's all sort of interrelated, and we'll explore that and the plaintiff strategies to enforce the BIC payment as the program develops today and tomorrow at 9 p.m. Just a few announcements. I'd like to talk to you briefly, if I can, about the October 5-day Law Merchant Leadership Retreat and the 2-day free bankruptcy seminar in September, and see if we can avoid mixing those up. For those of you who are planning to attend the free Collecting in Bankruptcy Seminar. That's being held in Albany, New York on September 15th and 16th. September 15th and 16th. I did get those dates wrong once before. It should be a Saturday and a Sunday, 15th and 16th. And you can request an application or registration form at Sam's Free Seminar at hush.com. That's being manned by Roberta and Laura and possibly one other party. So if you send it along, we'll put you through that brief screening process. That's not a seminar for everyone, because most people probably will not have use for the bankruptcy knowledge. But if you do, if you have a commercial lien you'd like to enforce or monetize, if you'd like to delay a pressing distress in your life, then the bankruptcy court may be the venue for you. And if you're planning on attending that, let me suggest that you study. You don't just show up and think you're going to get the most out of the seminar if you don't prepare. Laziness is the devil's work on earth, and I strongly suggest that you study the bankruptcy materials that I included on the Rockland, Massachusetts seminar CD, which I believe are recourse 15, maybe 14 or 15, in subfolder 4, in folder 4 on that CD. Most of you probably have that CD. If you don't, certainly you can order it from Brian at takenoprisoners@hush.com. It's not expensive, but it is loaded with a bunch of powerhouse enforcement strategies, many of them brought over into BIC and just flavored with the BIC atmosphere of what did you do with my payment, which is pretty much the same question we asked before, but without the teeth that BIC gives us. So I urge you to study those bankruptcy materials and some of the plaintiff materials on Rockland as well. You will get so much more out of the free seminar if you have familiarized yourself with those materials in advance. You know, free can be exactly what you paid for. If you come thinking it's a free seminar and you're going to leave with some magical input of information without doing the work, without studying the materials, and really learning what it is to be a creditor and perhaps simultaneously acting on behalf of the debtor, then you will have lost the airfare and the hotel room. It'll be money wasted, and I don't want you to waste money. People who have attended the Law Merchant series understand that I truly want you to have value for whatever money you lay out. I realize how hard it is when you're under commercial distress to come by extra funds at all. That's why we're making the seminar available free of charge. But you'll walk away, and as I experienced with patients over 30 years, you'll retain maybe 50% if you're lucky of the material. So taking copious notes, studying those notes, and studying the materials in advance will have you shaking your head yes as I'm conveying information. I know where that is. I know what that's about. Rather than shaking your head no as if I'm lost here. I don't know what's ensuing. And in 2 days, we will really be blowing through a lot of material. As to the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, it's shaping up as another extravaganza, a 5-day comprehensive, no holds barred unleashing of BIC and Hellfire Technologies October 11th, which should be a Thursday, through the 15th, the following Monday. And I promise you, whoever does decide to attend will not be disappointed. We did not receive a single complaint over anything. It was the most amazing thing, but we received dozens and dozens of accommodations from people who said, this seminar has changed my life. And that's the kind of effect we're looking to have, provided those are spiritual, uplifting, biblical, divine changes in your life. For a registration form for that seminar, just request information from Roberta T, as in Thomas, at hush.com. Now, if you'd like, if you have any questions for me, please don't send them to Roberta, and by all means, no attachments to Roberta. My apologies. Someone inadvertently sent her a 3 or 4 meg registration form. They had taken the registration form and scanned it back in handwritten, and it was 6 meg, or rather 3.5 meg, and it closed out the account for probably 12 hours to other parties who wished to inquire about the seminar. So please, only inquiries about that seminar to Roberta. No attachments, please. And certainly none of the kind of mass patriot email we tend to circulate to each other. If you have any questions for me, hey, you got a question for me, buddy? Send it to takenoprisoners@hush.com. By the way, if you're reading something like that in a transcript, it must look pretty foolish. As you know, Take No Prisoners is now on Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You must know that if you're listening to this. And Sunday at our regular hour of 9 p.m. And we're looking to the continuity of the two programs for as long as we have this Saturday spot, to extend our discussion, our interviews, our dialogues, and the like. Finally, good news. The Republic archives are repaired. Access is easier. And the missing programs from July 28th and 29th, the lost years, the honeymooners, the lost years, will be posted shortly. I know, because a very kind listener was kind enough to make them available to me, and I provided the link to Republic, and so all we're waiting on now is the technical manager and the webmaster to get them into the flow. So why don't you check back to the archives next week if you are anxious for those programs, as many of you are, according to the email that I received. If you need a BIC or an experienced commercial notary, please drop a line to Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T, at hush.com. It's not my site, but it is being manned by notaries. And just put in the subject line, need notary, and name your state. And lastly, my friends, let me mention, it would be a good idea, if you're interested in gold or silver, to check out Republic Trading at the Republic Broadcasting website. My understanding is, let me put it this way, they're cheap. Cheaper than the other guys. And so why spend more than you have to? All right. Let's get on to a couple of interesting emails. Let me see if I can find you one here. This is an attachment to an email that I received, which I think you're going to enjoy. This is a fellow who was tossed into jail the day after our last conference, and we sort of saw that coming for contempt. And I've been saying for some time that his judge is not long for his job, because what I read from these actions are the desperate acts of a judge who is in denial over commerce. And you cannot be in denial over commerce and survive as a judge. The law merchants who developed this system, will not permit it. And so, after a properly constructed treasury liquidation process, we have this article from a certain daily newspaper. I will disguise the location to protect him. Protect the principle here, and just say that this is from a major newspaper. I ought to know. I used to be a journalist with a legitimate byline, and it says, such and such county will protest a state recommendation calling for the elimination of a local district court judgeship. The state court administrative office, which every 2 years makes recommendations on how the state's judicial resources can be most efficiently be used, wants to eliminate, and then it names the judgeship and the county. Now that comes as pretty good news to me. I figured it would take us probably 12 to 18 months to see the effect of his process. And here it has been the first month. We'll continue this lovely email after the break. My friends, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Hi, folks. Welcome to America. Insert dollars only, please. That song probably should be rewritten as Welcome to the United States. Insert all your dollars, please, because we already own everything. You're listening, if you haven't guessed, to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. So we were reading an article. I think I'm actually going to read the byline. This is from the Daily News by Jim Anderson, news editor in Iron Mountain, Michigan. Iron Mountain, Michigan. Now, this is, it begins by saying Dickinson County will protest a state recommendation calling for the elimination of a local district court judgeship. This is a case that was called to my attention maybe about a year ago. And this fellow attended our seminar and decided to approach things from BIC after having varied approaches leading up to that point. And, of course, that always makes it more difficult to make your point to the judge. I'm aware that this judge has been shown a 1099-C and ignored it, somehow thinking that he would not be liable for the gain when the liability was forgiven. He has been shown vast amounts of administrative process. I'm aware because I was carbon copied along the way and carbon copied through other folks as well, so it's not like people don't know about this case. And he simply took the position there is no commerce, there is no admiralty in this courtroom, and you say one more word about it, I will send you into jail for contempt. Clearly treating this party like the defendant. I'm aware that many separation strategies were used and he ignored all of them. And I'm also aware that the party did not move it to other venues, which probably should have been done immediately. If this was my case personally, then I would have moved this guy so quickly into district court or other venues, it would have made his head spin. But nonetheless, this was a very capable patriot he went up against, who has gained worldly experience and has seen the inside of the jail as well and has conducted himself very strongly from within. And now this article, and then I understand he went ahead and he did file a 1099-C, I believe, and I've been told that he filed a Treasury liquidation process, and I've been told that it was filed the right way. It wasn't done as a discharge. It was filed as a genuine acceptance for value of the dishonor and taking the judge's dishonor of the instrument and perhaps the clerk's dishonor. I don't really know the minute details here. And using that dishonor as the liability, as the funds to fund the bill of exchange to Treasury. And now this says, Dickinson County will protest a state recommendation calling for the elimination of a local district court judgeship. The 2007 report proposes eliminating the judges through attrition or as the current judges come up for re-election. The Dickinson County Board of Commissioners decided Monday to send letters to Governor Granholm and state legislators strongly opposing the recommendation. According to county officials, 95B District Court Judge Michael Cuse, that's K-U-S-Z, whose position will be eliminated, is preparing a formal protest. Well, I've got news for you, Judge Cuse, and I've got news for the Dickinson County Board of Commissioners. It ain't gonna fly, and you're gonna get a taste of what it's like to go up before an agency that you can't budge when you really know in your heart you should be able to. Because we know what's happened here. We know that your public hazard bond is being lifted to pay the liability, and all you had to do was send a settlement statement to the principal here, to the living man, first-in-line creditor to the defendant, instead of stepping on his property. All you had to do was send an order, a warrant, a private settlement statement, anything which would suffice to demonstrate equivalent value. And now, you're going to be doing it the hard way. I'm not happy about that, because we don't seek to charge our brother. We don't seek to injure our brother. We seek to save our brother. And those who listen to me on this radio program also seek to save their brother. And if you look back at the paperwork that you received, Judge Cuse, I'll bet you'll find 20, if you'll find one, instance where that party attempted to offer you the carrot to allow you to find a graceful way out of the situation. I haven't seen the paperwork, but I'll bet you you'll find 20 overtures that were given in good faith, offers of immunity, and other things that we review at seminars, giving our brother every opportunity to do the right thing. And now you will be paying for your ignorance and worse, for your intransigence, because the Department of Treasury is not going to let you wiggle off the hook. On the other hand, there is a way for you out of this, Judge, and I'm going to review that after the break. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on an exciting topic to open the show, friends. We have 4 hours, 2 hours today and 2 hours tomorrow night at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Our topic right now is a district court judge in Michigan. His name is Michael Cuse. Mr. Cuse, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to extend my hand to you personally through the magic of radio and tell you how you can save your judgeship despite the public veneer that is on the loss of that position. Here's all you have to do. All you have to do is dismiss this case and provide a settlement statement to the principal who issued the bonds in the case. And I'm sure he would. I can't speak for him, but I'm sure he would, being a child of God, and I know he's a listener of this program, and I know he will eventually listen to this archive, that he will turn around and settle the matter directly with Treasury and relieve you of all liability. Further, it's very easy for him to settle your tax bite that's coming with the Internal Revenue Service. He can take care of that very simply by affirming to the Internal Revenue Service that the liability has been paid and the cancellation of debt is rescinded. Now, again, I can't say he would do that, but it's all but assured that anyone who follows the BIC process and considers himself to be a child of God, anyone who has been in a courtroom like yours and said, my law is the word of God in this Bible, will extend the carrot one more time. You can save yourself all of that grief by adhering to the principles of commercial remedy. Conversely, Mr. Q's, if you don't, you'll need to get used to being called Mr. Q's because you will not be a judge. The Department of Treasury will not permit it. Because the Department of Treasury enforces public policy for the International Monetary Fund. And believe me, my friend, they have taken care of much more powerful people than you over the years. They will not permit you to sit in defiance of commercial remedies on the bench, but they will permit you to sit as the libel party on that 1099-C that fellow sent in. And he gave you a warning he was sending it in. And you thumbed your nose at it. All of that can be redone. If you elect not to settle that case, then 12 to 18 months from now, you will be facing an Internal Revenue Service bill for the tax liability on whatever instrument he put into the case. If it was $50,000, it would be the liability on that. If it was $5 million, it would be the liability on that. And what's the tax rate these days? I don't really know, but let's say it's 40%. That's what you will owe if a 1099-C has been filed on a forgiven liability for an instrument that you're holding. Now, I don't know if you're holding it. I don't know what the present situation is, but if that sounds like an apt description of your case, and it will become your case very quickly, then if I were you, I would settle that thing and settle it so fast that everybody, that the hair on the back of everybody's neck would stand up. One thing I learned from my grandfather was to take your licking and turn the other cheek and go right back to business as usual. And that sounds like it would be a good suggestion for you, Mr. Q's, in this case. Here's what else the article says. According to the recommendations, the judgeships identified for elimination were selected through a caseload formula. Yeah, let me tell you exactly. I was a math major in college. Let me tell you exactly what that formula is. Treasury, in an imbalance to the tune of $100 million or whatever the size of the note was, that was used in the case. Simple formula. You dishonored a note for X amount of dollars. That becomes a liability, a collectible liability. In the United States, all funds are liabilities, and that is then conveyed to Treasury, and they are now holding a liability that places them out of balance, and they must secure a balance sheet set off in equivalent amount, and they take it out of the public official's public hazard bond. Simple formula. Here's something else from the article. There are seven judges in the three counties, two circuit court judges, two district judges, two probate judges, and an all-encompassing trial court judge in Iron County. And somehow they picked out this district judge to bite the bullet. I wonder how that happened to be. Anyway, excuse the sarcasm in my voice. I've been listening to this fellow complaining about this case for a year and wondering when you, Mr. Cuz or Cuz, would wake up. Now, the wake-up call is here, And perhaps you'll do something about it and stick your hand out in the olive branch of forgiveness. All right, so let's move on to another email and the subject of distress warrants. Dear Sam, I wanted to thank you for what you do. Oops, excuse me for that. I know all the time we get calls, emails from people needing help. My brother John and I attended the conference in Albany last week. The friends we made, the strategies we came up with, and the whole experience was just truly amazing. I have already registered for next month and are having many of our group register as well. They need to be there and at the next leadership conference. Friends, I'm reading that. It's a bit sounding self-serving, but I'm reading that because I want to impress that the Law Merchant Leadership Conference, or as we now call it, the retreat, is a viable way for people to go home and understand the direction they want to take. Just like that fellow dealing with a Judge Q's. He knows the direction he wants to take. He's got a rogue judge, but he knows his direction. He knows the stand he has to make. And the tools are limitless. By the way, Judge Q's, Mr. Q's, just one other point I'd like to make. In a way, you're very fortunate. Because if you had come against me in a process like this, or if you should decide, based upon my comments here tonight, that you want to involve yourself in my private affairs, I will own all of your property in 21 days. And that is not a threat. That is a promise. Plus, I will true bill you for my co-claimant fee on my claim. And when you see that bill and my ability to enforce it in many venues, you will understand just how lucky you were to get the lessons that you received gently from someone who listens to the program as opposed to someone who hosts the program. You were very fortunate in this circumstance because the surety, first thing I would do is attach a commercial lien to any process we have. And there's no one on the planet, not you, not President Bush, not the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, not John Glover Roberts himself, that can get me to take off a commercial lien when I've slapped it on. And I wouldn't just make the county the surety and your public hazard bond the surety. I'd make your personal property the surety. And then we'd see just how the game of rock and roll is played. Now, all of you folks listening to me, I don't recommend that. That's high-risk business, and you want to know exactly what you're doing. But I wouldn't hesitate in dealing with a fellow like this, a rogue judge who lies through his teeth. I wouldn't hesitate 2 seconds. And as you know, the fee for the request for the privilege of being joined as a co-claimant to my pre-existing claim in my collateral straw man, Sam Kennedy, has been previously agreed by the parties at $50 million per each event of impairment or stultification of the debtor or the creditor to that agreement. So when people come calling, I'm more than happy to take their application for co-claimant status since I'm the paramount first-in-line secured party creditor. All right, so we sent out a document this past week, and I believe it was a day or two ago, and it was about the stress warrants. And I think what everyone needs to think about in establishing these sorts of enforcement strategies is, what is their derivation? What are they trying to enforce? And the answer to that is obvious. They are trying to enforce a contract. That's all it is. It's contract law, and it's our law. In fact, if I was in Mr. Q's so-called courtroom, he'd find out quickly enough, it's my courtroom. I make the rules in that courtroom. I'm not even going to come in under admiralty. I'll come in under my rules, and we'll see how quickly either he folds his cards or I fold my cards. Contract is the key. Someone sent me an email this past week I'm having a hard time convincing people here about the concept that silence creates a contract under protest, and could not find any actual cases or backing on the internet. Is there any sites you can send me to that I can refer to them? Well, I didn't send him any sites, but I did apprise him of my opinion on that. I faced that very challenge many, many years ago from an attorney in my criminal case who looked at my contract and said, you know, I don't see how this is a contract. There's no signature here. Nope. And he shook that little nose of his, and he ruminated over it. No. You know, I don't see that there's a contract here. Well, thank you for defending me. By the way, we brought that attorney in years later in another criminal case as a fiduciary. And we had an awful lot of fun with him. He was a conflict defender. He was the head of the conflict defender's office years later, as well as his private practice. We brought him in, made him a third-party defendant, and he was not pleased that he held fast to that opinion that a contract has to be an executed, bilaterally executed document to have validity. But for those of you who live and breathe in statutes, here's one you might find of interest. Let me see if I can find it here. This is Section 2-201 of the Uniform Commercial Code, at least in this particular state. And it's entitled Formal Requirements, Statute of Frauds. Paragraph 1. Except as otherwise provided in this section, a contract for the sale of goods for the price of $500 or more is not enforceable by way of action or defense unless there is some writing sufficient to indicate that a contract for sale has been made between the parties and signed by the party against whom enforcement is sought or by his authorized agent. In other words, if it's for more than $500, it needs to be a signature of the party you're seeking to enforce the contract against. But then there's subparagraph 2. We know how that works, right? Between merchants, if within a reasonable time a writing in confirmation of the contract and sufficient against the sender is received, and the party receiving it has reason to know its contents, it satisfies the requirements of subsection 1 against such party unless written notice of objection to its contents is given within 10 days after it is received. My friends, have you ever seen a stronger smoking gun? Between merchants, if within a reasonable time a writing in confirmation of the contract and sufficient against the sender is received. Oh, you mean like a notice of dishonor? Or a certificate of protest, and the party receiving it has reason to know its contents, that writing satisfies the requirements of subsection 1, that you need a written contract and with signatures on it, against the party you would seek to enforce it against, unless written notice of objection to its contents is given within 10 days after it is received. And as you know, you almost never receive an objection to the contents. Ergo, your contract is as good as any that has ever been written, provided you understand how to write a contract. Offer and acceptance, exchange of consideration. Remember, a contract isn't executed when it is signed. It's executed when it's paid. But if I were to have a judge say to me, and I've seen them look down their nose at people and say this, you seem to think that you can send a letter to somebody, and if they don't answer you, you have their agreement. My response might be, you're a judge, right? Or you're an attorney, right? Am I to understand you don't understand the concept of agreement by default? Well, sir, I suggest then, A, you have to step down, and B, we need a referral to the bar to review your license, because clearly you're confessing to incompetence. Is that your position? Or I might say to him, so judge, when a bill sits on the president's desk for 10 days unsigned, you mean to tell me it doesn't become law and that's not the highest law of these corporate United States? Is that your position? Or I might say, judge, would you ask Mr. Jones over there, could be the poor hapless prosecutor of the day or the plaintiff's attorney, if I fail to show today, would he not be falling over his own feet to make a motion for default judgment? Ask him. Go ahead, ask him. Or I might just say, Mr. Q's or whoever it might be, because once he's making a statement like that, he's not a judge. He's lost his impartiality. He's now a libel party in my courtroom. I see no reason we should insult each other's intelligence. So is it your position that you wish to impair my contract? Yes or no? You want to be joined to this contract or no? That's all we're here to discuss. Anyway, folks, don't doubt for a minute that your administrative remedy has teeth. If it doesn't have teeth, that's because you lack the teeth. There are no bad surgeons. Excuse me. There are no bad instruments. There are only bad surgeons. By the way, I know a passel of bad surgeons. I had trouble trying to think of one who's a good surgeon this week on referral to a friend. So, my friends, why don't we spend a moment or two discussing the distress warrant administrative remedy that I sent out this past week as a courtesy. It may have different titles. We're trying to make it so a couple of people have sent back. It's not in Word format. It is in Word format. Somehow it's not opening on your PC. So we resaved it and put a little .doc suffix after it, so hopefully everyone will be able to open it. We're calling it the Demand for Distress Warrants, which is an update of our 2004 Treasury Liquidation Administrative Process.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's SoleilWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin.
We're glad you made it is exactly right. You made it to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm glad, I'm thrilled, I'm blessed to have each and every listener that tunes us in. So welcome, my friends. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. And thanks for joining us when I'm sure you have a lot better things to do on a balmy Saturday fall-like afternoon in the Northeast, at least. My friends, let me read you with apologies. I raise my hand to the Lord from statutes. 31 U.S.C. 3541. Distress warrants. When an official receiving public money before it is paid to the Treasury, or a dispersing or certifying official of the United States government, does not submit an account or pay the money as prescribed by law, the Comptroller General shall make the account for the official and certify to the Secretary of the Treasury the amount due the government. In other words, when monies are placed on deposit with a court of the United States under 28 U.S.C. 2041, and that party fails to transfer it to Treasury or create an account in the name of Treasury for those funds, then the Comptroller General should create that account. And by the way, he's one that you could petition. He's required to, or he loses his job. And then transfer that amount to the government. Here's subparagraph B. The Secretary of the Treasury shall issue a distress warrant against the official, stating the amount due from the official and any amount paid. The warrant shall be directed to the marshal of the district in which the official resides. That certainly could be where he does business. If the secretary intends to take and sell the property of an official that is located in a district other than where the official resides, the warrant shall be directed to the marshal of the district in which the official resides and the marshal of the district in which the property is located. So if the property is Scituate, by the way, don't send me emails that I don't know the English language or I miswrite it on paper. That's a legal term as opposed to situated. But if the property is Scituate in a particular county, such as if someone were to tender a bonded promissory note, then that would be a district where a marshal should receive a distress warrant. So, here is a process for petitioning or demanding of the Secretary of the Treasury those distress warrants. The Secretary shall issue a distress warrant against the official stating the amount due from the official and any amount paid. It doesn't say that the Comptroller General has to petition the Secretary, but certainly the process I'm about to read could be redirected to not just the Secretary of the Treasury in his capacity as U.S. trustee and receiver of the bankruptcy, but it could be directed directly to the Comptroller General, placing him in a double bind with his own bonded promissory note and instructions that he has X number of days to issue the account on the funds in the court to the Secretary of the Treasury. So he basically becomes a monetizer of that bonded promissory note. Now, I'm going to read you our administrative process for doing this with Treasury, but those of you who are feeling creative could easily adapt it to the Comptroller. In addition, there is a process on our Law Merchant Leadership Conference CD, which is only available to attendees of the conference, which is in folder 5, Special Process Regarding Official Performance, which is used